stories from far, far away. You're listening to Territory Imports.
Hello, my name is Jianhua Zhang. I originally came from China, but normally people here would like to call me as Jen because China is so difficult to pronounce, I guess. I'm working as full-time lecturer with Charleston University. I've been here less than 8 months. I grew up actually in Inner Mongolia. It's a western part of China, very similar as Alice Springs. It's desert climate. So in winter, the maximum, I have to say, minus 15 or 20. That's very common. That's not scary. It's okay. I love snow. If we got snow, the climate, and I mean the air will be cleaner, and we love the air much cleaner as well. Fresh. The first time when I came here, my friends said, oh, okay, you grow up in the Mongolia, so that means you can ride the horse every day. Okay. Unfortunately, I have to say, I can't, because actually I grew up in a big city. That's called Baotou. Okay, it's a city well known for the heavy industry. I mean, it's kind of having like metal, steel, aluminum, very, very famous, and coal as well.
So it's a big city for resources.
Yes, that's right. Quite similar as Darwin, and that's Australia, I have to say.
You then moved to Shanghai and you spent quite some years there. What was behind your decision to move to Australia?
Okay, that's interesting because when I got a job with the local government in my hometown, actually I decided to quit the job and came to Australia for my master's study. But after I finished my study, I decided to go back to China again, the destination Shanghai, I have never been there before, I have to say. And I started my career, living and work over there, 10 years, then I came back Australia again.
What was the reaction to your family when you said, right, that's it, I'm going to go and live in Australia this time, not just study, but I'm going to go and live there now? What was their reaction?
And my mum and dad actually are very open-minded, especially my mum loves Australia, I have to say. Last time he came with me and stayed here about 3 months, he said, okay, baby, this is the place you should live.
So they were very supportive of you coming here.
Yes, true. They do love it. And I think I will invite them to come here maybe next year again. Yeah.
So you've been here for about 8 months now. What do you think of it? Do you like it here or is it what you thought it might be?
Okay. I think I have kind of connection with Alice Springs, allow me to say so. Because the first time I heard of Alice Springs is when I was at university. It's kind of article about Alice Springs. But at that time, I never heard of Australia before. So that's why I think destiny, maybe. And now I came to Alice Springs and got a very good job here as well.
Before you had even thought about living in Australia, you had read an article about Alice Springs and that sort of stayed with you at the back of your mind, maybe. And then you saw the job here and you went for it.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's amazing. That's life. I never think maybe I'll come to Australia, especially Alice Springs. And yes, that's life, I have to say.
Is there anything about the town that you were pleasantly surprised by?
Okay, I think that's the most beautiful part of Alice Springs. Here is a small, so that means it's very easy to manage your life and work as well, which is the part I do like and a little bit surprised me as well. Because I do think people here are very, very friendly and would like to help each other. And because of very diversified background and culture, so it's easier to get along with people as well.
Tell me about your job here at CDU. You sound very happy with it. What are you doing here? You're a lecturer?
Yes, I'm a lecturer in business field. And now I play the dual role in higher ed course and vocational course as well, which is very, very interesting. So I like this experience.
Do you have a good interaction with your students? How do they ask you about what it's like in China? Do they ask, about your life?
Sure. That's a common topic, I have to say. We talk about it a lot, and we share with each other, which is amazing. Because my students, they also came from very diversified background, so different kind of cultural things. We just love it. And also, I think most students that came to Alice Springs, they think this is a good place to start their career first, so that's why they come here as well.
There's been a real push in recent years for Australian students to learn Chinese language, to learn Mandarin. Do you think it would be helpful for Australians to take up that language and to build a better relationship between the two countries?
Sure. Personally, I do think we have a lot of things in common. So I think if we've got a good relationship, it's good for both countries as well. And the people, especially here, sometimes when they're jogging around and the little kids say hello to me in Chinese, ni hao ma. So it surprised me. And I try to say, very good, keep on. That's interesting, though. We speak different kind of languages.
Just as you were going for a jog, little kids would run up to you and speak to you in Mandarin.
Yeah, in Mandarin, that's amazing. So I think it's very, very good. Yes, and interesting.
A lot of Australians love Chinese food. If I was having a barbecue, what would you bring?
Sure, of course. Food, always a good topic. Yes, many of my friends love Chinese food, but they all know I'm not a good cook. I feel sorry about that. So that's why, okay. And I told them I love Western food as well. So normally, I can't bring anything. What I can bring is dessert, maybe soup. That's the only thing I can do.
A soup for dessert?
Yes, you say that's amazing. About a few weeks ago, a few of my friends, we got together. I said, okay, I'll bring dessert, but it's soup. You have to realize that's Chinese cuisine, I have to say.
What flavor is the dessert soup?
Of course, it's sweet. Yeah, so we got sugar and cream as well, but mixed with vegetables, something like that. So they said, that's strange, but they tried. It's a good try, I have to say. If you would like to try, it's a good experience.
Big Tales, Small World. Territory Imports.